Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Good morning, Genevieve Wood. How are you doing?
Good morning. I don't know if I could talk without the lead-in music. So glad
we were trying to find it. It was on the board, but it was hidden for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Things are weird around here today. Anyway, I was looking at this story on the Daily Signal about President Trump talking about Columbus Day and bringing that back from the ashes. I thought that was fantastic.
I think it's great. If for no other reason, it's much easier to say than Indigenous Peoples Day, which has always been very difficult. Look, this is back to the kind of the common sense stuff. Let's get back to what we know to be true, which is Christopher Columbus was a great person in history who changed the course of world events. Was he a perfect human being? No. If we're only going to celebrate perfect people, then I think Jesus is the only one that we can ever talk about.
Yes.
And so the reality is he opened up the new world. And, you know, what he never gets credit for, speaking of Jesus, is that the main reason Columbus came, and of course he thought he was going to Asia, not America, he didn't even know we existed, was, they were going to find riches. They thought they'd bring gold back. They thought, like I said, they were going to Asia. But it was to spread Christianity. So there's a lot to this story that we just don't teach in history anymore. And if we taught both sides of something, I think most people would absolutely agree Columbus Day is something we should have never tried to take off the calendar or told little kids, oh, you can't do that. It's something we ought to celebrate.
So what happens to those statues that some people tore down a few years ago, I wonder?
Oh, good question. I think a lot of them hopefully will find their way back. I mean, look, as you know, Kim, in most of those places, the vast majority of people probably didn't want them to come down. You have some activist mayor or city council who gets crazy, and they go against the will of the people. But I think a lot of those may come back.
Yeah, it's true. We're talking to Genevieve Wood, senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation.
Keep in mind, guys, that we're coming up on our 250th anniversary, right, of the Constitution and the country becoming a country. What a great time to talk about it.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. You know, Annie Fry, our midday host, was in D.C. for a couple days this week, and she was there covering the 100th day anniversary for the president. And I told her when she went there, I'm like, you know, there are parts of D.C. where you probably shouldn't walk by yourself at night. Be sure you take an Uber. And I don't know if she was aware of that. But then I see this report on the Daily Signal that D.C. is still one of the nation's most dangerous cities. Obviously, you live and work there every day, Genevieve.
Yeah, I mean, look, D.C.'s always kind of had symbolism as being a dangerous city because it is. Now, I have to be clear, if you look at this story, you will see that we're number four, and St. Louis, I believe, is number two or three.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
We're so proud of that.
Don't get out of this. You're very proud, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start looking at this stuff, it's not really surprising. I mean, one of the biggest problems in D.C., homicides are high. Almost all of them are happening with a gun, not a knife. The vast majority are young men. But the reality is, one of the biggest problems in D.C. is the D.C. attorneys. You've got all these attorneys, but you have no investigators following it up to actually prove these cases in court. Why is that? Why aren't we hiring these people? I mean, Mayor Balzac, we're working hard to be the safest city in America. We have a very, very long way to go. And I think it's one reason D.C. Risks the fact that Congress is probably going to take over some of their responsibilities because they can't run the city well. And, well, the citizens, and you know what, Mark, it's not just like one area of town or two areas. The whole city has had a problem with carjacking, the homicides, the whole bit. And a lot of that has come up under, you know, leadership that says crime, they don't take crime seriously.
If enough Congress members get carjacked, like some of them have recently, things will change. But that's what's sad. It takes some of them being a victim for them to realize, oh, wow, this is a huge problem. We really need to do something about this.
Ed Martin is going to help. But now I understand Democrats are slow walking his approval, his official approval. He's acting U.S. attorney for the district right now. But they're kind of slow walking that. And if I think there's a deadline coming up, and if they don't get him a hearing before then, they have to appoint somebody else to be the acting U.S. attorney.
Well, they don't want him in there because they know it won't just be D.C. that he cracks down on, but a lot of major cities across the country where, you've got to take crime seriously. It matters who the DAs are. It matters what the setup is. It matters that people think you're going to be serious about enforcing the law. It matters that people think they're going to go to jail.
You know,
if people think I'm going to end up in prison over this, maybe I'm not going to do it. But if I look around and I see 90% of the people who did what I just did don't end up in prison, then it's not much of a deterrent. Laws have to be enforced to actually matter. And that's what we need people like Ed Martin and others to step up and do.
Part of the problem in St. Louis.
Amen. That's true. Genevieve, great having you on as always. Thank you.
Great to be with you guys.
Genevieve Wood, heritage.org is the website, dailysignal.com. The crazy thing about it is, yes, St. Louis is more dangerous than D.C. At least here, you have the ability to legally protect yourself. In D.C., you have to leave your guns at outside the city limits. You're not even allowed to defend yourself while they defund the police inside the D.C. city limits. Unbelievable is what it is. Coming up, Congressman Mike Bost on the reconciliation deal.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.